And now regularly on a Friday morning, we're going to be including in our team on the morning show friends of ours from Bidvest McCarthy Toyota Bolita, because as you know, the morning show is proudly brought to you by Bidvest McCarthy Toyota Bolita, and I thought it's a good idea for you to get to know your team of professionals and the new car sales professionals that are with us today. Thassigan, Govender, and Adele Naidu, lovely to see you both looking so bright.
Yes.
So early.
Yes.
Ready to do business. And so, well, yeah, I mean, it's an early morning on a Friday for most. And generally speaking, the end of the week, and in KZN, the weekend begins now, but not for you guys.
No.
Now you turn your attention to, you've got targets to meet and you've got deals to do. And luckily, you represent a mark, you know, that's a brand in motoring terms, that is extraordinarily popular. But generally speaking, customer satisfaction index is important, and how you are handled. I don't want to use that word handle. That sounds like a Benoni Lebanese dog. I don't want to handle you, China. No. when you buy a car, the experience that you go through determines, I think, a huge quotient of that CSI. And that's where the sales team comes in. So, Thassigan, it's your first time on radio, I know. But motor vehicle salespeople are confident.
That's it.
And poised.
Yes.
Because they have to be, because dealing with the public.
And I saw the kind of confidence that he walked in. I was going to buy a car from him.
Already, without saying anything, isn't
nothing
it?
At all.
How is business for you at the moment?
Well, thank you, Dave and KK,
His
for having us on this show this morning. It gives us great pleasure. So, the question was again, sorry?
How is business for you at the moment?
Business is great. We're having good sales at the moment. Extreme sales. We achieving our targets. Nice. In fact, more than our targets, more than 100%.
What is contributing to that? I presume it's because the product range that you've got at the moment is super.
Yes, we obviously represent a very strong brand. I mean, the best brand in the market. We 45 years consecutive leadership in the market. So yes, that contributes a lot to our sales. You know, people want a good brand these days, and reliability and value for their money. It's a very important purchase for customers.
And do you have stock? Because that's always been an issue when something is that popular, and generally speaking, your particular range of vehicles is extraordinarily popular for various reasons. We'll get into that. But stock can be a problem.
Yes, always. We have to deal with the stock issue at any given time, any given year. But, you know, we look at this situation where we sell what we got.
But if I'm looking for a particular combination of features and you don't have that in stock, do you have a wide network that you can go and tap into and find it somewhere? Because there will be somewhere for sure.
Yes. So absolutely, yes. We did represent Bidvest, obviously Bidvest McCarthy Toyota Bolita. So we've got about 22 dealerships countrywide. So we swap out vehicles, you know, within our group. Firstly, and then if not, we go out to the other groups, and there's what, about 280 dealerships.
And that's why you are able to satisfy
the, absolutely,
because everyone's unique in a sense. You know, we all want something slightly different because we're individual. You know, we don't want to have the same as everybody. So it's a huge problem if you don't have stock. I know. I feel desperately sorry for some dealerships that not no names, no pack drill, but. Parts particularly, stock, parts, service. But Adele, you don't have that problem at all. And you have the added advantage, if I might just add, of because often the motor industry tends to, well, it's kind of male-dominated, I think. I'm correct in saying this.
No,
it's changing.
You're right.
I know it's changing. But it generally, changing. When you think about a car car sales professional, used to be salesman, you know, so that was it.
Salesman.
You see, but being a lady in a predominantly historically male dominated profession, has that given you an advantage?
Look, I would honestly say it takes some getting used to in the sort of environment. So it is vastly male dominated, which is a good thing because it teaches you to have tough skin. So in the beginning, yes, it is a little bit, I was taken aback a bit. So I'm with Toyota now for about 4 years.
Okay.
And I love it because, yes, I do have an advantage and I tend to click a lot with female customers, you know. So whereby a female customer would come in and if she, it's a first time buying a vehicle, she always feels so much more comfortable to relate with another female that's helping her through the process.
And you also understand what, well, you know, I don't want to stereotype, but certainly people have different requirements.
Yeah.
Of course,
and
yes.
if you're a mom or if you're a young, whatever, you're looking for, so you want to know where to, you're going to look good in the car.
100%.
And the comfort and the safety and where you can store your special, you know, your handbag and the shoes.
Yes.
I've been around.
Yep.
And you know, men are looking for, how fast does this car go? Yeah. What's the kilometer, the Newton meters of torque? And I mean, hell, you got to know that as well, but it's kind of not as important, I think, as the features and the benefits.
Not
for...
Not necessarily.
Okay. Yeah. Does someone come in there speaking technical?
No, not all of our customers. Yes, a few. I would say 10% of them.
Yeah.
But customers nowadays are more focused on features, trendiness of vehicles, and they're very price-driven.
Okay. And, but you know your technical stuff, do you?
100%. But
okay.
It's too early.
What is the power output on the new Toyota Corolla Cross? You don't know, because nor do I. No one does. Who cares? It goes like a bomb, that's all.
I know. And you get it in hybrid, so it's saving you fuel as well.
Nice. It doesn't have a motor anymore. It's got an elastic band. But one thing that I've noticed that is very interesting in terms of ownership of motor vehicles. People don't tend to want to own a car for a long time now.
No.
They want to upgrade, a bit like a cell phone.
Yeah.
I don't want the old model. I want the tech in the new model.
Yeah,
you know? So,
true.
So how do you cycle through ownership?
So Toyota has been very innovative with their finance options right now. So one of the finance options that is very, very popular is called Future Drive. So it's basically a four-year plan for a lot of customers that want to change their vehicles much sooner. So we cater to your lifestyle. So you get to choose your mileage. You get to choose what vehicle you want. And at the end of the 4 years, we basically, Toyota comes to you and says, listen, we're guaranteeing you a buyback on this vehicle. We call it key for key. So it's so innovative that if you had to run the figures with a Future Drive across traditional finance, which everyone knows is the 72-month with a residual, without a residual, you're saving at least about 1,500 Rand a month.
Wow.
On that particular plan. And who wouldn't want peace of mind of knowing at the end, no matter what is going on in the market, Toyota's going to buy back that vehicle and you owe the bank nothing.
And you can then get into the new model.
Newer model. And the nice thing is...
And your payments pretty much stay similar.
Similar. Yeah. We've taken customers out of this plan after a year or 2 years even, put them into an upgraded model of vehicle and they're paying more or less the same installment. So it definitely does work.
Well, this is clearly one of the reasons, and of course, when you've got a mark that maintains its value as well as because the vehicle's also fully maintained during that process as
100%.
Well, and your service is really good.
Yeah.
Clearly, the peace of mind factor is key.
Yes,
but there is another factor that comes to play, and I think it's safe to say that the Toyota brand is so well established in South Africa that it speaks a lot about you if you are a Toyota fan and you tend to stick with the brand because you don't want to change it so good.
Yeah.
It kind of talks a lot about who you are. Dependable, good, solid citizen.
Yes.
That's it.
Not one of those flash fly-by-night boy races where the vroom vroom go faster, fall, bumper falling off. I mean, that's another kind of oak as well. But what is the biggest challenge that you've got at the moment at Tasigan in terms of your job?
Look, as I say, we are leading brand, so there's not really much challenges. It's the stock, as you mentioned early on. That's a bit of a challenge.
And the economy being a little bit down at the moment, not a problem?
Look, we don't even look at the economy. You know, when we walk into Toyota Bolito,
come on now.
We just focus on our brand.
Yes, absolutely. And we don't actually have time to think about anything else, because when when we walk into our premises, we're there to grind, you know. We're here to sell cars, and
my God,
and that's how we are. That's how we roll, you know.
And King and K, we make every customer feel like a king and queen.
Okay, that's what I love to hear.
Our priority is our guests.
And you sell cars.
Yeah. Of course we do.
You know, Dave, the most important thing in our business at the moment is our guests. You know, nice. We're proud of ourselves of giving them the best. We want to build relationships with them. We want to give them the best service. You know, we don't even think about cars and stock. I mean, we just initially want to meet them and grow a relationship. Even if we don't, you know, can not give them a car in a month, but the relationship, we're building that rapport. You know,
so you look after your customers.
Absolutely,
you care for them. You don't hustle them. That's the point.
Absolutely, because
that's the worst thing. You get to a dealership that really hustles you. Because you know everyone has a requirement and a price point and what they can afford comfortably, and I suppose that's part of the art of selling, is to find out what it is the customer is looking for, what they're good for in terms of being able to afford, and then matching that need with what you've got that is right for them. That's cool.
100%.
That's a very, 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 I think, important link in the chain, which is salute to both of you, because clearly you're doing it well.
Thank you.
And now you have been on radio for the first time, I bet you're going to come back some more.
100%.
Because you've got a lot more to talk about.
Yes.
Right?
It's not bad.
Absolutely. I actually wanted to sing a song today.
Oh, come on.
The next song.
My name is Adele, but he does the singing.
No, we're going to prepare for the next show. You can call me Tupac.
There it is. Our very special guest, Tasigan and Adele from Bidvest McCarthy Toyota Bolito, at the entrance to the Lifestyle Center. If you're looking for the dream, if you're looking to drive the dream, they've got a dream for you. And pop along into the dealership today or whenever it is that you've got some time. And I'm sure both Tasigan and Adele will be too delighted to show you around and make that dream a reality.
Ask me about future driver.
And future driver. Well, we've discussed it. And this will be up as a podcast, by the way. So if you have just joined us and you've missed out on most of the conversation, don't worry. You'll be able to catch it on demand whenever it is that you are available. And thanks so much for joining us on The Morning Show, folks. We'll see you again real soon at Bidvest McCarthy Toyota.
Thank you.
Bolito.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, Dave.
And The Morning Show continues.